Zakta Mishnah Vayit, the Masech is Bava Basra, Perik Vav, Mishnah Vav. In our last Mishnah, we learned about someone who has a well in someone's house. What is the halacha in this situation? Mishi Yeshli, if someone has gina, a garden, a vegetable garden, lifnim miginase shel chaveira, behind the vegetable garden of his friend. Now the Taisus Yamtiv explains, how did this happen? My garden is behind your garden, I have no way to get there, only through your garden. It can happen if partners in a garden decided to end their partnership. Or let's say brothers yarshined a garden. Each took their share, but one of the brothers took the inside share and he has to go through the other garden to get to it. So again, someone has a garden on the inside, behind his friend's garden. Like in the previous Mishnah, the owner of the inside garden can only enter during a time when it's normal for people to come in during the day. Now we're talking about where the arrangement was that the outside garden gave reshus for the owner of the inside garden to come through his property. Still, he can only come during the day. Now we're soon going to see in the Mishnah that in this case we're talking about where the path is in the middle of the field. That's why we want to give a little bit more protection for the owner of the outside garden. So therefore, you have to come in during a normal time, and v'yoytze, he leaves b'shasha derech b'ni adam yoytzen. In other words, even if he came in during a normal time, maybe he'll stay there till late at night. No, that you can't do. You have to leave during a normal time, you have to leave during the day. Now remember in the previous Mishnah about the well, we said you can't bring your cow into the person's house to drink from your well. Well, over here, the halach is ve'enoy machnis letoicha. He may not use the path to bring in tagorin. Tagorin are business people, wholesalers, merchants. They want to buy the vegetables. They would like to see the vegetables growing. Well, maybe they want to see the vegetables growing, but without reshus, he has no right to bring the tagorin in. He can bring out the vegetables to them, because only he has a right to use the path, not his customers. Weiter sagt die Mishnah, v'lo yikones mitoicha letoich sada echeres. Let's say there's Reuven's garden, and then there's Shimon's garden, and then there's Levi's garden. Now Shimon wants to get to Levi's garden, so he says, I can go through Reuven's garden, because that I have a right to do to get to my garden, and then I'll walk through my garden and get to Levi. No, you can't do that. V'lo yikones mitoicha. You can't enter your friend's garden using the path in order to cut through to get to Levi's garden, to get to a third garden. What do you mean? The owner of the outside garden, Reuven, gave me reshus to come through his field. Yeah, to come through his field to get to your garden, not to suddenly make it a road to get to other gardens. Furthermore, says the Mishnah, the hachitzon, the owner of the outside garden, Sayreya, he can plant vegetables haderech on the path. I'm going to say, listen, I'm supposed to walk here. It's very hard to walk if there are vegetables growing here. I have to walk around your cucumbers. And the answer is he has a right to do that. This path is in the center of his field. The owner didn't give up his right to plant there. He was just masking to let the inner garden person, Shimon, get to his garden. That's how we assess the situation. It's called a nan sadi. We assess it. That's what he meant. But this is only if the path is in the middle of his garden. If the path that was given to Shimon by Reuven, in other words, if the outside garden only gave rights to Shimon to get through his garden by walking on the side of his field, so you're not really getting in the way now of the person when he's on his field, when he's gardening or relaxing there, whatever he's doing there, because the road is off to the side. So I bezay nichnas b'shoshu, right, so he can enter when he wants, and v'yoytze b'shashi yoytze, and leave when he wants. U'machnas l'toichet ha-garen, and he can bring the merchants into the garden using this derech. We don't think it really bothers the owner that much, as long as it doesn't get in his way. We do think it would bother the owner if he uses it as a passageway to get to a third garden. Even in this case, where the road is off to the side, says the Mishnah, v'lo yikones mitoicha l'toich sadecheres, he still cannot enter the garden using this side path to cut through to get to Levi's field, to get to a third field. V'zeh v'zeh, and whether we're talking about Reuven, the owner of the outer garden, or Shimon, the owner of the garden behind it, both Reuven and Shimon, einam neshoyim lezara, cannot plant on this path. The owner of the outer garden, Reuven, can't, because l'maisa, you gave him a path. He doesn't have to walk through things that are growing there. If it's in the middle of your field, so we assume you never meant to give up your right to plant it. But off to the side, when you said you're giving him a path, it probably meant a path without vegetables on it. And Shimon can't plant there because he has a right to walk here. He doesn't have a right to plant over here. It's not his. Okay, so we learned. If there's a garden behind the garden, Reuven has the outer garden, Shimon has the inner garden. Shimon can come in if this is a path that's in the middle of the garden as opposed to the side. So Shimon, the owner of the inner garden, can come in during a normal time, leave during the day a normal time, can't do it at night. He cannot bring in merchants, and you can't use it to cut through to a third field. You can only use it to get to your field. Also, Reuven, the owner of the outside garden, that was kind enough, or whatever the arrangement was, he had to give you a path to your garden. He can plant over here, even though it's harder for you to walk then. But if he gave him the derech from the side of the garden, not through the center of the garden, and that was Midas Shneyan, both agreed to that, or Bezin ordered that, for whatever reason, it should be to the side. So then we're much more lenient on him. He can come whenever he wants, he can leave whenever he wants, he can bring the customers to see the vegetables growing, but he cannot use it as a path to get through to another field.